Let's head out to Trenton, New Jersey. It's Eric. It's the fan. What's going on, Eric?
Moose. What's going on, brother?
Eric, I'm well, man. How about yourself? Good.
I'm good. So I've heard a lot of people say that the Yankees are wasting Judge's years. And my point, my thing is that I think that they are wasting Stanton's years because he's the guy that shows up in the playoffs every year. You know, not Judge. He's been there for 7 years now, only a year less than Judge. And, you know, if his performance is what carried them, it's Judge, it's the other players that have not held their end of the bargain up. I think that Stanton's probably been one of the better Yankees over the past 7 years. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, Stanton's been great in October. There's no doubt. It's almost like they change bodies when you get to October, where you get Stanton turns into this generational player in the playoffs and kind of Judge's meek. And that's not doing Stanton credit, but you're talking about a guy that at one point in time was the MVP of the National League when he was with the Marlins. So,
exactly.
You know, got paid a ton of money. The Yankees, you know, Marlins didn't want to pay it. They got him for, pennies on the dollar in that trade with Miami and brought him here. Yeah, like I've mentioned before, my appreciation for Giancarlo Stanton has grown over the years. From, you know, when we got into him getting booed at Yankee Stadium, all the conversations we've had on this very radio station, he's handled it very, very classy. There's been no thumbs down. There's no been taking on the fans. There's been none of that. You know, he's taken it all in stride. I think what Boone talks about now with Giancarlo Stanton is true. I think he wants to win. You know, I do. And I think you're seeing the best version of Giancarlo Stanton. So you can look at it. The difference is that Judge is, you know, a generational regular season player from what he's been able to accomplish. The combination of power and speed is remarkable. He's a plus defensive player as well. Now he's got to do his part in the playoffs and play to that kind of level, which he has had a very difficult time of doing. And it's been more of a disappointment than anything else. So when we talk about wasting years is you have a guy like, and you can look at Stan too, you can, you know, but you know, when you look at Judge being a homegrown Yankee, a guy that was drafted by the Yankees, a guy that came up, you know, without the fanfare of being the Martian and all this stuff, struck out a ton early, made the adjustment, you know, and has become this guy that the rare combination, especially in today's day and age, of being able to hit for average, but be able to drive the ball over the fence. He's been great. And so with the fact he's homegrown and he's been this great and he's in his, you know, mid to early 30s, you want to try and win a championship. Like if Judge's career comes to an end as a Yankee and he doesn't win a World Series, you know, that'd be massively disappointing. You know, if you go back to 2017, if you go back 8 years ago and I ask Yankee fans, well, if you transport yourself 8 years later and go to 2025, do you think that group would win a World Series? You undoubtedly would have said, yes, they haven't. They've been to one. You know, and that's the other aspect of it, too. We could talk about this World Series drought for the Yankees and say, well, they haven't won a World Series since 2009, which is true. They've been to one. Like, it's not like they're dominating the American League either. You know, they haven't. And, you know, I don't want to hear about the cheating scandal with the Houston Astros. You know, I really don't. The Yankees have been more of a disappointment than anything else come playoff time. And that narrative's got to change. So however way you want to couch it, Eric, you know, I think a lot of Yankee fans appreciate Stanton more now than they ever did before. And I think you're seeing the best version of Giancarlo Stanton in the regular season than we've ever seen. He's been remarkable. I mean, it really has, and deserves, you know, all the love and affection as rowdily as you booed him early on in his Yankee tenure at Yankee Stadium. You should cheer him now because he deserves it and deserves all that kind of love. At Cranford, New Jersey, we go. It's Larry. It's the fan. What's going on, Larry?
Oh, hey, Mark. Thanks for having me on your show.
Larry. What's on your mind, buddy?
Well, I want to answer your question before about Anthony Volpe and has he gotten worse? And yet I think obviously he has. I think the question is it irreversible or not? And I don't think it's irreversible. He just has to get back to doing what made him great, you know, in the minor leagues and in high school and everything, the minors. And I think that's just a level swing. Like if you look at these players like Tino Martinez and Don Mattingly, they had level swings and they used to hit tons of home runs. And I don't know why they do this uppercut metrics, and it drives all these players to change their mechanics. I think that screwed them up. It's not irreversible, but he's got to be sent down, and they have to play Caballero the rest of the season. Batting average matters. Caballero doesn't have great batting average either, but I think he's just a different player and more energetic right now. But they have two automatic outs at the bottom of their lineup. They got Volpe and Wells. And you can't have two automatic outs. Batting average matters. People say it doesn't, but it matters. I'm sorry, it matters. So we gotta get Caballero in there the rest of the year. They'll make the playoffs. See what happens with him. You know, Wells, you're kind of stuck with him. You could put Rice the catcher the rest of the year, but I don't think you do that right now. But anyway, those are my thoughts. What do you think?
Larry, but that's today's day and age of baseball. And, you know, there's going to be guys in the analytics department, they don't stress batting average. They don't. I mean, that's why you're getting, you know, a lot of the conversations about, you know, when Luis Arraez hits free agency with the San Diego Padres, you know, what is his value going to be this upcoming offseason? Because he's a guy, not a great defensive player, but he hits for a good average. And we've seen that over the course of his career. So with Volpe, yeah, I mean, you want to say that they've changed his swing? It has not been to the positive. His on-base percentage, when you look at Anthony Volpe, is .269. I mean, it's just terrible. You're not wrong about the automatic outs at the bottom of that lineup. Yeah, and you know, the level swing, you can go back to guys like Tino Martinez, Don Mattingly. It's a different era of Major League Baseball. That's no longer emphasized. Guys are looking at launch angle. They want to hit the ball over the fence. Strikeouts are not that big of a deal. Players are graded out differently now than they ever were before. Now, that is obviously something to do with the adaptation and the way that bullpens are used, and you're not going to see a starting pitcher third time through the lineup, and the velocity, everything is king, and the max effort, and, you know, that's where we're at. That's what makes McClain so refreshing when you're looking at the New York Mets, is that it's not necessarily based on just pure velocity, throwing the ball 103 miles an hour. You're still going to get that, with some of these guys coming up through the farm system, but that is not him. And the ability to go out there and mix up pitches and throw six different pitches, be competitive in the strike zone, throw 95 pitches last night and throw 71 of them for strikes. That's refreshing. I mean, it really is. When you look at a guy that's not just, well, if he's not hitting the right spot with his velocity, he's going to get hit. And it's more about location than anything else. When you watch McClain work, and what's refreshing is, it's a matter of watching a guy who is, at this stage, pitched really well and is, you know, knows how to pitch. He's not a thrower. Knows how to keep batters off balance. It was brilliant to watch. I mean, that's it. And that's what, and we're looking forward to see what Jonah Tong provides tomorrow night for the New York Mets. So you're not wrong about Volpe. You know, I don't know if they're necessarily going to get to, I mean, the Yankees are in that foxhole with Anthony Volpe. They just are, you know, and I don't know if we're ever going to get to the stage where, you know, they're going to put, I made the statement earlier in the show, bears worth repeating, that if you're looking at just saying, I'm going to roll the best team out there, regardless of the emotional connection, or the fact of what it could do to the player. And maybe they feel like if they did that, they'd lose him completely. I don't know. You know, I don't have that relationship with Anthony Volpe. You know, I'm not managing the New York Yankees. But if you're going to make the argument, well, let's try and roll the best team out there. Can you really make the argument that Anthony Volpe as your starting shortstop is the Yankees' best version that they roll out there on a day-in, day-out basis? And what bothers me sometimes when you listen to Cashman, the Yankees use certain arguments to defend certain players and other arguments to defend others. As a team, when you get to October, it's a roll of the dice. You never know. You build for the regular season and you hope for the best come October. Right? That rationalizes out failure. It just does. Gives you an inherent excuse. When you listen to Volpe, a couple weeks back when Cashman was talking about his starting shortstop, he said, well, clearly what he did last year in October shows you what kind of an impact player he can be. Okay. I get that. And I understand Volpe's penchant for meeting the moment, which I give him a ton of credit for. But do you have any confidence that this version of Anthony Volpe in 2025 will have that kind of an impact come October?